4 CBA Mobile.
UEA KO4 in UEA. Dave, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good. I'm headed out to play some more tennis, and I got me a new antenna on this thing. What am I sounding like?
Sounding good. Sounding real good. Mic gain might be just a little high. I don't know if that changed with the new antenna or anything. But, you know, I mean, full quieting.
Well, I'll back off the mic a little bit. I'm sure if some people were in here, they'd just say I have a big mouth. So, but anyway, I'm anxious to see what this thing's going to do because when I get on certain parts of Edwards Road, I was completely losing the repeater for about three-quarters of a mile. And that never happened with the same antenna when it was on the Mustang. And I know why it was happening on this vehicle, so that's what I'm trying to correct with this antenna.
Yeah. Well, I think sounds good. I wouldn't mess with it much. Sounds like you got it figured out. But how's the HF antenna? Is it doing well?
It ought to be. I mean, everything on it's new. I mean, everything. Ain't nothing that's old on that thing. So it better be doing good for a long time. Oh, man, I tell you, I put all the money I want to put into that thing.
Yeah, I'm glad it's working for you. I know those things can be a pain to put up. But anyway, hadn't talked with you for a while, and just sitting here by the radio doing some research for a project I'm doing on the computer. So let me get back at it. And radio sounds good. I just want to drop by and say hello for a second and hope you're doing well. Have fun playing tennis. And be careful, bud. I'll see how you do it. But have at it. That's KO4 in UE. 73, Dave. I'm clear.
I honestly am just really thankful that I can play. And so, sometimes I don't see how I can do it either. But so I'm going to do as long as I can. 73 is KB4 CBA Mobile listening.
KO4 PXB.
Mr. Lloyd, how are you, sir?
Hey, yourself? I think the conditions of the repeater got better than it was at noon because it was just, everybody was just, it was just very scratchy and it was hard to read, pretty much read anybody.
It's going to be interesting because I'm getting close to the area here on Edwards Road where it's been dropping out. So I want to see what this antenna is doing. If it drops out, it's going back. It and the mount. So I spent a lot of money on this thing. So it better work like they say it does.
And everything sounded good there. Like I said, of course, it just may have been me moving off there. But like I said, the volume went down a little bit, got a little bit of static. But I was definitely read you with no issue.
Good. I headed down Edwards Road, and this is one place where it gets, because I'm going downhill, I'm going down into a hole, so to speak, and it'll get a little scratchy here, but there's another place on up. When I get by Botany Woods, I completely lose the repeater completely for about three-quarters of a mile.
Yep, that's understandable. Like I said, yeah, but there was just a little bit of scratch in there, but that could be from anything.
Hey, well, I guess we'll see, because I am coming up on this famous stretch here. this thing doesn't receive.
Still sounding good. Like I said, picking up a little bit more scratch, but like I said, that could be just be aspen from pretty much anything from atmosphere to anything.
So it was getting scratchy, but I was still confident in hitting the repeater.
I can definitely hear you great.
Well, I don't think I made the repeater on that last transmission.
I'll still hear you.
For CPA mobile.
It's KO4PXB. Dave, I can hear you.
Didn't do any better than the other one in the same spot. I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, it worked. We were talking about it. My Mustang had a better ground plane, so it worked better on the Mustang. The same antenna was on this vehicle that was on the Mustang. Same radio, same everything, same mount. And it worked, it got a little scratchy in that section, but I never lost the repeater. I completely lost the repeater again just then.
You were transmitting. You were obviously not being able to receive because I could hear you.
When I was, what was I saying? It would have been three transmissions ago.
The only one that I recall that you made was you put out your call like you were doing a regular transmission calling anybody, but I didn't hear anything prior to that.
I was transmitting prior to that, and you didn't hear it because I couldn't hit the repeater.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there would be any way to see if there was any kind of high intensity, something maybe affecting mugs, but it is, strange that you mentioned it's the same antenna, just different vehicle.
I can't remember. Patrick was in there and somebody else, I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about on my Mustang, on the trunk, it was on the side. And they were talking about the fact that my trunk on the Mustang had a fender. Once you close the trunk, you still had about 3 or 4 inches of fender on the outside of the antenna toward the side of the car. On this vehicle, you don't have that. The fender pretty much, when you close the hood, the fender pretty much drops off completely. And that's where the antenna needs the ground plane. So, but this one is supposed to work without a ground plane. So I don't know.
A task to find the right antenna on that one.
Well, this mount will, it'll swivel, it'll pivot, the base of it, or the right above the base will swivel, and then above that, you can get the antenna perfectly vertical. It's a fantastic mount. It really is. And I could use this on the lift gate of this vehicle, except it has a NMO connector, and my antenna that I normally use doesn't have that size. It's a size down from that. I don't know what size it is. It looks like about a half inch or so.
for that one without being able to take it off and just keep trying multiple connectors till you find one.
Now for this, for that antenna, and I may, there may be an adapter I can use, so we'll just have to see. It'll go, you know, it'll reduce it down to the size I need. So, I'll just have to see what's available. I might try that, because that's the way, Steve has his KL4, I can't think of the suffix of his call. Anyway, I had seen his mount, and that same one will work on mine, on my hatchback.
That's definitely good. I hope it works out for you. How long do you normally play your tennis till in the evenings?
The court for an hour and a half, and I can stay on it longer if nobody has it reserved at 7:30. We can keep playing. In fact, we have, you know, called up the front desk from the court and just asked, you know, does anybody have this court at 7:30? And if they say no, then I was just telling them, you know, put my name on it, and we just keep playing. So we've done that several times, you know, because nobody was tired and ready to go home.
Yeah, that's definitely good. That'll probably be less likely as the season, as the spring comes around and people want to get out and play more. Dave, you seriously went off the X there. It broke up. I called like two words out of that.
I just stopped in a bad place there. You know, if I could have rolled forward another 3 or 4 inches, I probably would have been okay. But anyway, well, I'm pulling in the sports club, so I'll let you go. Thanks for talking to me so I could try this thing out. And we'll just have to go from here. But I'll say 73 is Lloyd, and you have a good evening. And we'll talk to you later. I'll clear out of here after your final KB4 CPA.
Have a great time at tennis. Please be careful. It's KO4PXV. KO4NUE. KO4PXV.